of. I can't think of a more counterproductive stroke of nothing than this plan to provide a homeless shelter at a location that is simply not a good fit from any measure whatsoever. It's bad for the community. It's bad for the homeless population. There are no services nearby, and there are very vulnerable young kids housed immediately adjacent to this particular location. Who's looking out for your best interest here? 800-834-1530. Arturo in Sacramento is patiently waiting. Arturo, good afternoon. Welcome to the conversation, sir, and thank you for holding on.
Hi, John. I'm just calling. I have an office there. I don't live near that area where they're going to have the new homeless shelter. I work there. Yeah. I own a building on 3838 Watt Avenue. I represent the association there as a president. And we're all just a bunch of owners that are trying to work day to day. And we, you know, the other caller talked about his objection to the home. I'm here to tell you what we see day in and day out. We see people coming on our property, defecating on our property, you know, walking around naked on our property, shooting up drugs on our property. We've invested thousands of dollars in security measures. We've installed cameras. We've hired patrol. You name it, we've done it. None of it has helped. We keep dealing with the homeless people, and it's not people that are down on their luck.
No.
People that are under the influence of controlled substances day in.
You're absolutely correct. Let me ask you, how long have you been there?
9 years. It'll be 9 years in September.
Okay. Was it that bad when you first got there?
No.
Did it start some time after the fall of 2014? The reason I ask is that's when the state of California engaged in a new experiment known as Proposition 47. When that conduct that you described as the genesis of all of this behavior was effectively decriminalized. Use, possession, transportation of methamphetamine, heroin, and other horribly destructive drugs. Is it consistent with that time frame shortly thereafter, the end of 2014? Is that when you saw the change?
Yeah, that's probably about right. I mean, it's hard for me to pinpoint the exact date, but I could tell you that being there 40-plus hours a week, I've seen that the conditions worsen.
Yeah.
And, you know, what troubles me the most is if you remember back in January of 2020, there was a young girl from that group home, a 12-year-old girl that was running across Business 80 chasing after another distressed girl. And she got hit and killed. My wife was leaving a Kings game that night and called me because now she was under distress from seeing the whole thing.
Sure.
Now, you're going to put a homeless shelter right next door to a place that already has enough anxiety, enough stress.
Yeah.
There's enough drama there. And you're going to go ahead and put a bunch of homeless people that I'm telling you, you know, you played that clip about the governor in D.C. Wanting demonstrative evidence.
Yeah.
Go over to the Lincoln Center on 3838 Watt Avenue any day of the week. I'm there sometimes Saturdays and Sundays, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. It's gross. It's disgusting. It's not something that's being fixed. Putting aside dollars and cents and property and just common decency, you have vulnerable children, and they had an incident in January of 2020, and it's only going to get worse. So you say, you know, a paradigm shift? Okay. How about another person decides to run across the freeway? Or across Auburn Boulevard because she's being chased by someone under the influence of methamphetamines.
Yeah.
Then what? Then do you look back and say, oh, we had no idea this was going to happen. Come on.
Yeah.
It's common sense. But our leadership just seems to get dumber and dumber.
I wish I could argue with you, Arturo, but you haven't said anything wrong yet. I agree with you 100%. I hope you can try to persuade your elected officials. Again, this swath of property is uniquely within the city of Sacramento, so it's the council and the mayor that decide on that. But that city is within the county of Sacramento. And if you could persuade three members of the Board of Supervisors to recognize the foolheadedness of this and work through their county council, their legal team, to try to put a stop to this, I think that may be possibly a path to success. Well, stay in touch. If there's anything I can do to help Arturo, I really, truly want to, and I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate the fact that you're trying to make that a better part of the community. So I appreciate your call very, very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Let's see. Let's take care of other business real quick. We'll come back with more of your calls right after this. Don't go away.